This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Ticker symbol HLF, Herbalife, is where we go next. Shares fell another 5.5% today after an even steeper drop yesterday on the Federal Trade Commission's announcement that it's going to investigate the nutritional supplement company. It is a fairly high-profile story, actually, mostly because of a very public spat between the company and investors who have bet against it, specifically a guy named William Ackman. He's a hedge fund manager. But more to the point, he's bet $1 billion on his belief that Herbalife is a pyramid scheme and that its shares will inevitably collapse. And he has been doing everything he can to make that happen. Marketplace's Bree Benishore explains how this Wall Street melodrama might actually work.
It is one thing to bet a company is going to go down. That's called shorting.
Short selling is extremely common.
And that's Patrick Curtis with Wall Street Oasis. It is quite another to bet a company is going to go down and then do everything in your power to make it go down.
Okay, so we've got a lot to cover today, so we're going to move pretty quickly.
That is billionaire investor Bill Ackman doing a presentation to investors. He bet $1 billion against a company called Herbalife. And since then, he has done web presentations and hired lobbyists. He's appealed to governments from here to China, accusing Herbalife of being a pyramid scheme. Herbalife, of course, denies this. For Zachary Carabel with Investnet, investors like Ackman are
corporate raiders.
His point is they aren't trying to help the company get better. It's like betting against a horse and then shooting it.
You know, that's not really investing in a company for the long term in an active way for the benefit of all the other shareholders. It's basically riding a wave up or down as long as it's opportune for you.
Now, campaigning publicly against a company isn't illegal as long as it's transparent, and there are reasons it might not be such a bad thing, says Wall Street Oasis Patrick Curtis.
It does serve as a check and balance to companies that potentially are kind of walking that gray line between what's legal and what's not legal.
It could shine a light on a company that might be a bit shady, but it can also cause investors to panic over healthy companies, says Damian Park with Hedge Fund Solutions.
If you get a number of shorts piling into a stock, it will create its own death spiral.
Either way, this kind of public battle is rare. So grab some popcorn and watch the show. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.